Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you are a fan of the National Football League, guess what? NFL training camps start next month. Hey, it's just a calendar thing. I know it's a long way away, Hugh Douglas, but I'm just saying, for fact, NFL training camps start next month. I know it's a stretch, but June 1st to July 26th.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, man. And it's not a stretch, John, because people right now, they're doing everything. They're planning their lives around the NFL training camp schedules and everything because they want to go out there and see what the team looks like. They want to see what the new guys look like. So, yeah, people are getting excited about it. It's coming.
Yeah, so Hugh and I this week, we've been breaking down the NFC South, a little prep for you on the NFC South in the division based on what we know now to be the rosters of the teams as constructed right now prior to training camp and ranking by position. So we have ranked, for example, we did the offensive lines in the South. We ranked the Falcons with the second-best offensive line behind the New Orleans Saints. We rank the defensive line. We rank the Falcons to having the second-best defensive line right behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then defensive backs and linebackers yesterday, where we ranked the Falcons number one in linebackers and DBs. And now today, running backs and wide receivers.
Yeah, you know, it's funny about that one we had yesterday with linebackers and DBs. People are still debating that, and they're breaking it down. And some people are saying that, you know, some defensive court, like some DB groups are better than others. But the way that we set this up, John, is we didn't do it as the DBs against DBs. It was DBs and linebackers. And so you might have a group or individual in there that might be weaker than others. But as a core, we picked them because as a core, they were stronger. They were the strongest core out of the four out of the South. Right. And that's why we picked it. Kind of like today. Because, I mean, we could just cut through all the red tape. We know who has the best receiving core and the best running backs in the game. Now, if you were just talking about running backs, that's a different conversation.
Right.
But we're talking about as a grouping, like receivers and running backs together. And there's no doubt in anybody's mind who has the best core of grouping of guys out there right now.
So long as everybody shows up.
yeah, that's the thing. And people hate. When we talk about that, because it's like we're like wishing something bad, but he's not here.
What do you want to
he's
say?
Not. It's not. It's not like I'm with. It's not like I'm sitting on here talking about. I hope Julio Jones doesn't show up. He's not here. He's not here. And I know what he said, but things change. Things change, and there's no telling how this is going to play out. But he's not here right now.
Let me put it to you in a different way. All right, there's a far better chance that Julio Jones is on the field for opening day than Mark Ingram.
Yeah, he got that. He got that. He got an issue. He got some stuff he did. He got a 4-game suspension, correct?
Right. One of those is against Falcons. Because week three, Falcons and Saints going to be here, right? Yeah. No Mark Ingram in that game. So, yes, of course, the Falcons are going to have the number one group in the NFC South of running backs and wide receivers. Because like when we did defensive backs and linebackers, the Falcons have playmakers. They have the best linebacker in the division, and I think one of the top three linebackers in the game. They also have, you know, a great safety in Keanu Neal, and they have, you know, really solid corners to great corners, especially if you believe that Dez Trufant will step his game up and be a great corner again this year, which I think a lot of people do. And so when you look at the running backs and wide receivers combined, again, you have to extrapolate certain things with certain people, like a rookie, for example, with Calvin Ridley. If Calvin Ridley is all that, and we think he is, okay, so you go Calvin Ridley, Mohamed Sanu, Julio Jones, with Tevin Coleman now being a running back slash I'm going to be splitting wide thing with Devontae Freeman. I mean, yeah, they've got the best.
Yeah, and I think that you would try to – you should have did this a while ago, in my opinion, was have Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman on the field at the same time. I think it just causes matchup problems. And you want to try to take advantage of as many of those matchup problems that you possibly can, especially when you have a receiver of Julio Jones caliber on the field where he stretches the defense and he also takes a double team most times, or they try to bracket him where they bring a linebacker underneath to take away that quick slant inside. And now when you have Calvin Ridley on the field, another receiver that like Julio said, was Bama made, that can take the top off of defense, you're putting a lot of pressure on the secondary and a lot of pressure on the defensive line of the opposing defenses, because you got to get to the quarterback. And if you give them any kind of time to pick up the receivers they want to throw the ball to, they could hurt you. It could cost you big time.
All right, so the number two unit, in my opinion, here is going to be the New Orleans Saints, if for no other reason than because you have Ted Ginn Jr., you have Michael Thomas, you have great wideouts, and you have Alvin Kamara, who has just burst onto the scene to be the player that he is. And, yes, Ingram, after he comes back for 4 days. Question to me is, will they have Adrian Peterson? The answer is we don't know. I mean, Adrian Peterson has been rumored possibly to the Texans. Heck, I think he was rumored to Carolina Panthers.
He wants to get back in the game, yeah. And I think he wants to go somewhere where he has an opportunity. I think it's dawned on him that, you know, he's not the guy that he used to be, and he's not going to be that workhorse that he once was. He wants to go somewhere where he can get his carries, get a few carries, man, and just, you know, try to get another season under his belt and be productive. I don't know if how much of championships he feels that he has a chance with the teams that he's picking. But he just wants to get out there. It feels like he just wants to get out there and be productive and try to get another year under his belt.
Yeah, because the Panthers went out and got C.J. Anderson. I don't know that they need AP. C.J. Anderson is, you know, a guy that ran for 1,000 yards with Denver. And he goes with Christian McCaffrey. And the Panthers also have, you know, Devin Funchess and Curtis Samuel at wideout. And now they're going to put this kid D.J. Moore in. Remember, D.J. Moore was drafted before Calvin Ridley. And so wide receiver out of Maryland who can fly, big, strong, who can fly. And so they may have a good one in him.
Yeah, he's a big dude too, John. He's a big receiver. Dude.
Yeah, almost.
He's a big receiver. I'm just talking about like the physical stature. Yeah, he's a big dude.
Then I have the Bucs last. Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson. We know that they've got a couple of great. Chris Godwin is on that team now. Pretty good at wide receiver, but you know, and we love Quiz around here for what he did for the Falcons. But this running back core of the Bucs right now, man, there's nothing there. You got Quiz, and no offense to Quiz, but he's kind of an average back.
Yeah.
And he's the best one they got.
And you know what? I was looking, like, I like DeSean Jackson. He once was a Philadelphia Eagle, and I thought that by him going to Tampa that he would have a better season than he had. He had 50 receptions last year for 668 yards, 3 TDs. So he really didn't pan out. There was something going on with him and Jameis Winston. They weren't on the same page. But with him on the squad, they have the potential to have a pretty good receiving core. They really do, but they just need to get it together.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it, right. That's a fair thing to say. I'm not sure how much of it is DeSean Jackson because, you know, I mean, he's a veteran, but he's still got quite a bit of game left. I mean, he's barely 30 still, isn't he? He's around 30, isn't he? Seems like he's been in the game a long time.
He's 31, John. He's 31. Yeah, but still, he's a little guy, doesn't really take a whole lot of punishment. You just think that with his skill set and what I thought he could potentially be in this division, it just hasn't lived up to it. He's still a fast guy. He can still take the top off the defense and just hasn't been able to do that lately.
And part of that issue is that we're not doing the quarterbacks, but when we rank the quarterbacks, if you want to sit here and argue as to, you know, who that best quarterback is, Ryan or Breeze, and let's just say for the sake of argument that you said that it was going to be, I'm jumping ahead here, but if you said it's Breeze, then Ryan, then Cam, everybody's list, however you argue the top two or three, Jameis is last, okay? And everybody's list. There's no. Maybe one person puts Jameis ahead of Cam. Even then, I wouldn't do it. Jameis has got a lot to prove to me,
yeah.
A lot.
I mean, since we're jumping ahead, I would say so because you're talking about, what, one Super Bowl champion and two MVPs within the last 4 or 5 years? You're definitely last on that list if your name is Jameis Winston. You're last, regardless of how you want to group the first three. You are definitely coming up. You are definitely bringing up the rear.
Yeah, I'm not saying Jameis is a bad quarterback. I'm just saying he's a really average quarterback, and that's why, you know, it's funny because Tampa could actually potentially have a really good defense this year.
They're gonna probably ride their defense because that's what it basically was a few years ago, John. They were looking at their defense to kind of, you know, sustain them unfortunately for them, it didn't happen like that last year, and they're going to be looking for that this year.
But back to the running back and wide receiver cores here. This is why we talk about, you know, the Falcons and the Super Bowl and the window and everything, because not only do the Falcons, if you take running backs and wide receivers, not only do the Falcons have the best in the NFC South, but let's say that Le'Veon Bell goes back to Pittsburgh, it's either the Falcons or the Steelers for the best in the NFL. Okay?
I would agree. I would agree. Just off the top of my head, thinking about any other running back group, running back receiver combination.
I mean, yeah, New Orleans top five.
Yeah, I would agree. I like Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, but not a big fan of their receiving core. Uh-huh. Like that's what skews it. Julio Jones, if you take Julio Jones out of the Atlanta lineup, that's a different conversation.
Right.
That is a definite different conversation. But because he is in the lineup, there's no doubt that they are the best in the business in the South.
And maybe the NFL. So, you know, when you're talking about things like that, that's where I think we fall in. And so our rankings this week put the Falcons with the second-best offensive line, second-best defensive line, number one in linebackers, defensive backs, number one running backs and wide receivers in the division, which if you start thinking, you add to Matt Ryan, you add to the return game that they're trying to improve, and the fact that they have probably the best kicking combo in Bosher and Bryant, the Falcons are the division favorites, to me.
I can't argue that. I would totally agree with that. You know, you're looking at three teams out of the division last year that went, and it was a race. Who the Saints won the division last year, correct?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, the Saints won the division last year. But when you look at what the Falcons were able to accomplish and playing against the Rams and going to Philadelphia, you would say that you give them the nod. But it's tough being in the South. Tough down here in the South.
It is tough down here in the South.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.